Amen. Well, this weekend is a weekend that we not celebrate, but remember the prices that have been paid for us. And what the Lord dropped on my heart is the title of the message is about paying retail. Paying retail. And it's going to be about honoring those who have paid the full price. Now, we live in a day when I think we're all looking for a big discount, if we're honest, right? Everybody likes a discount. You know, nobody likes to pay retail. I think we probably go around and we try to look for places where we can get the most and pay the least. And that's just human nature, to try to take the easier or the less cumbersome path. And I think that's why that, as a culture, you and I are bombarded constantly with these sales. You know, there's sales all the time, trying to get you to come in to buy something. You know, and I'm not wanting to be a pessimist. I'm trying to stay positive today, and I am positive. But, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Memorial Day has been somewhat downplayed a little bit. And a lot of the retailers have tried to make it just a big day to get some bargains and sales, to be honest. I mean, that's kind of, you know, they've encroached on Thanksgiving to the place where you can hardly get your dinner done. And they're wanting to try to sell you something at a good price. I'm all for selling stuff and I'm all for sales. But I think in doing that, I think we also need to be wise enough, and I think most of us are, to be able to separate the two and what these days are about that we're going to be looking at and how we remember what those days are all about. Scripture I want to share today is found in Romans chapter 13 and is found in verse 7. It says, "Render to all what is due them, tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor." Let's pray. Father, we honor you today. We thank you so much, Lord, for the power of your Spirit just working today in each of our hearts. Lord, we want to draw close to you and we want to pull away from the things of this world that try to cause us to stumble. And Lord, right now, we just want to honor you both with our lives and with our hearts, Lord, and just our full attention to what the Spirit of God wants to say to us today. Lord, I yield to the gift you give me. I use it for your glory. And I pray for words that both pierce and penetrate to leave my lips. And for the gift of the Spirit to be in operation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. We're here to talk about Memorial Day a little bit. My first point I want to look at is the title of my message about paying retail. Paying retail. Now, I'm the type of person, I don't go around and buy a lot of things, but when I do go buy things, I try to buy quality. I try not to buy junk. Now, what I found out is that quality, anytime you want quality, it usually costs more, but that's okay because it's really worth it in the long run. Now, I know that we live in a disposable society where a lot of things we just get and we just toss them. I mean, back when I first, you know, started out, some of you, it was hard to explain. I was talking to somebody, maybe it was Christian the other day. He's volunteered to be on the soundboard, and that's awesome. Amen. I mean, I think we ought to give him a hand right now. Amen. Praise God. Oh, there he goes out the door. He just left. No. No, it's awesome. And but talking, I said, you know, when we watch TV, we had to be there, man. You couldn't record it. And that's how it was. And then I come out with VCR players and DVD players and all these things. But now you buy a DVD player and they're just something you may have it just for a short time. You just toss it. They just don't work. And some of you kids are saying, what's a DVD player? You know, because everything's, you know, digital now and online. But, you know, good things cost more, and that's why I think that many have given their life to make this a better place for the rest of us. If we look through history of our country, many have chosen to go for quality, and they wanted to make a better place for everybody else, and they believed in it so much that they chose to pay the ultimate price. Now, something that I think we need to reiterate to our culture is that nothing's really free. You know what I mean? We think it's free, but somebody really had to pay for it. Nothing's free. I want us to hold on to that mentality a little bit. Now, I do know that sometimes you pay for a name. There's big names when you buy it, you know, and they, you know, it's just, yeah, I got these kind of shoes. They got this, and kids want these $150 shoes that only last about 6 months, you know. And then they grow out of them before they wear them out. Yeah, they're quality, but I mean, they're paying for the name. How important that name is. And sometimes when we get caught up in that, but I'll tell you what, to me, the word USA means something. That's a name. United States of America. And what it means to be an American. And all that entails. And what our responsibility is for that. You know, I know that we're not a perfect nation. But, you know, for the most part, our nation is the envy of the free world. So we must be doing something right to some degree. How our country was founded and our forefathers, you know, set certain principles in motion that has carried us this far over several hundred years. And then a lot of nations can't really say that. They keep having to change their governments and different things. But we have something that is really good. And I do know that there's people trying to undermine these principles. And they're trying to manipulate them to make them say certain things. But no matter what they try, we're still standing. We're still here. And we're going to keep going on. Now, there's a certain group of people, and I think a lot of people believe that being American is important, but there's a certain class of people, which, for not getting into movie things, but they're the warrior class. You know what I'm saying? The warrior class. Some of you maybe watched that movies. We went, you know, Dauntless and all that. I can't remember the whole specific about how that worked out. But there's a warrior class. Those that they're called out to protect. They're called out to be the warriors of our nation, to be able to protect our principles and what we believe in. And there's some people, it's just inside of them. And that's what they're called to do. And they do that. And they're willing to give all to protect our freedom. Now, something I want us to remember, I hope we don't have to see it very much anymore, but I know we will. But when you see a flag draped across a casket, being rolled off an airplane, I want you to know in your heart that somebody just paid retail so that you can go free. Amen. And that's what that means. That's what that price means, is that somebody paid everything so that we don't have to pay anything. And that's why we're thankful. And that's why we appreciate everything that those who have fallen have done for us. That's why so many people get mad when they see someone burning or stomping on the flag. You know, what are they thinking? They're making some big spectacle? You know, I rate people that do that. You know, when I was growing up, they used to do this. They showed, you know, the Iranians, they used to do this to our flag. You know, they would show them, you know, they would zoom in on them and then show them doing all their thing, you know, yelling and screaming, and they would be burning the American flag and jumping on it. Well, then the cameraman made a mistake and they zoomed out. There's only about 30 of them. You know, so there wasn't really that many of them. They made it look like it's a mob. And really, there's not that many people that are probably standing on our flag and burning it, but they try to make it sound like it is. You know, don't give them any credit. Because that flag means something. To those who have paid the price and to, you know, families have given up loved ones and they see that flag draped on the casket and they say that, then they take that same flag and then they do things to it. Yeah, it does make people mad. Now, I know the people that paid the price, you know, did it so they could have the freedom to do that. But I want you to think about it. It's more than a piece of cloth. It represents who we are. And freedom, this is what I think freedom is. Freedom to me is just because we can doesn't mean we should. Just because we can doesn't mean we should. We have to have a little common sense. We have to look at things. Now, maybe we should measure our patriotism by some certain things and how we do it. It's maybe not just the ones who, you know, put a flag out, and that's all good. But to me, patriotism maybe should be measured by, you know, what are we willing to give rather than what are we willing to get? Now, this isn't going to be as popular for the next 3 or 4 minutes, but that's all good. Amen. You know, this is what I feel the Lord dropped on my heart. And I'll get to a point and smooth it all over in a second. But to me, free health care, free food, free housing, free, 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 that kind of mentality that says, let the rich guy pay for it or somebody else, anybody but me, is getting us off on the wrong track. Now, I'm glad stuff's there to help people, and it needs to be. We need to help those. But here's what I think. I think if we are the receiver of free stuff from our great land, instead of saying, I deserve this, just say thank you. Amen. Amen. Just be appreciative. And we've all maybe got some things from the government from time to time in our life. Amen. You know, you get a tax return. How many love that earned income credit? Praise God. But from a business perspective, it's really kind of silly, isn't it? You know, the amount of money you get for these, of course, I know kids are expensive. You know, we've raised 3. But it is amazing just how all that, how our government does so many different things that, you know, if you have some kids and they pay you to have kids almost. You know, that's just, that's another story in itself, isn't it? Don't really want to go there today. But I am glad that our country has the ability to help those in need. But yet, on the same quoting or the same idea, we need to, you know, be appreciative. I don't quote too many politicians because usually they mess it up. But JFK said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country." And I really feel that's a principle that we all could probably live by, and it will change our perspective on life instead of looking at what can I get out of life, but what can I give. What can I give back? Now, maybe, I know not everybody's going to go into the military and do that, and I don't believe everybody's probably called to do that. But there's certain people that do, and that's why we're thankful. Now, my next point I want to look at is the wholesale mentality, and it's going to unravel this a little bit more. Like I mentioned, nobody wants to pay the full price, but mostly, I found out, nobody wants to pray the full price. Nobody wants to pray the full price. We go through our life as Christians. Now I'm getting off into Christianity a little bit. And because just as sure there's a natural war out there, and there is, we're fighting the terrorists and, you know, all these things going on. But there's also a spiritual conflict where we're fighting the biggest and the worst terrorist there ever was, and that's the devil. The Bible says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The Bible says our weapons of our warfare are not natural but spiritual and pulling down of strongholds. So we need to wise up and get to the place as Christians and believers that we want to fight the good fight of faith. We want to lay hold of eternal life. We want to press in and we want to do warfare because it's the enemy that's our problem. It's not totally people all the time. It's Satan. And that's why we as believers need to do our part. I think prayer is the lost weapon of the church. Now going back to the old frontier days, you didn't let your powder get wet, did you? If you let your powder get wet, you couldn't shoot your gun. And I think that that's what's wrong with the church is we've let our powder get wet. We don't pray like we used to. We don't do things like we should. And in doing that, we're giving territory back to the enemy because we're not standing our ground in the things that, you know, we should be doing. I think every Christian needs to see themselves as a spiritual soldier. You need to see that you're in the army of God. You need to see that you are the one that's going to be the hero in the kingdom of God. Amen. You're the Rambo. You know, a lot of people make fun of Sylvester, you know, just in the name alone. To me, Sylvester's a cat, right? I grew up with a cat named Sylvester. But I'll tell you what, Sylvester Stallone did a lot for this country when he came out with that movie Rambo. Because there was so much disrespect to the Vietnam veterans, that they were spit on, made fun of, called all kinds of names. and they went over there, a place they were called to go. They didn't go there on their own. That was back, you didn't choose, you were drafted. And they went there and they did a job that, you know, our leaders didn't really want to win. And then they came back to so much dishonor and disrespect. And what Rambo did, or Sylvester, he turned, there was a patriotic spirit that rose up again, I believe, when he came out with that movie to try to get people to rally around, you know, many of the things, you know, that our country needs to get back to. I do believe that we need to be thankful. I'm a Christian first, an American second, but I still respect my country. Amen? Because it's important that we have that idea. Now, like I mentioned, nobody wants to pay the full price, and nobody wants to pay the full price. How many of us have maybe went and maybe seen something that they really wanted to buy, but when they walked up to the person, they said, you know, if they don't have the price tag out, you know it's probably expensive. You know what I'm saying? I've learned that. You know, and you ask them, well, how much is it? And they go, whoa. They tell you, and you go, whoa, man. You know, I want it, but I don't know if I really want to pay that much. You know, and I think it's the same in our country. I want a free country, but I just don't know if I really want to give that much. And see, that's what we need to kind of consider. You know, there's three things I've always said that God's given each of us, and that's your time, your talent, and your treasure. Those are all commodities that you get to spend however you want. You spend your time in things that interest you. Spend your talent doing things that you enjoy doing. And your treasure, well, where you spend your money. You know, if you track your spending habits, you know, other than food, you know, everybody's got to eat, right? Whatever you see your money heading towards, really, that's a priority of yours, isn't it? So we all have these three things that you and I get to do, get to spend, and a commodity. And I think that, you know, we need to get to the place that we need to start, as we use these three things, that we're depending more on God instead of depending on others. And I think that's it, because God's given you these things. God's put these things inside of you. And we need to start utilizing those things. Instead of looking to somebody else to do it, I think we've all done that. You know, let somebody else do it. Let somebody else take care of it. Let somebody else. But I think what I want to say today, in honoring our veterans, I think we need to assume responsibility too. You know, we may not go over and shoot a gun, but what can we do? What can we do to make this country a better place as a light unto the world around? You know, we do it for the glory of Christ, but I still think there's some things, you know, that you and I can do. Now, what's gotten to be the problem is easy believism. Now, easy believism is something that is probably more predominant in our culture, because this is my opinion, I believe Satan is very wise in some ways, and his main tactic is to distract. So he gets you and I so busy chasing after all these things and doing all these different things here and there and doing this and all that. And then it's hard for us to feel like we have any time for God. Any time for God, any time for God's church. On how that all pertains and how we're supposed to fit into that. Now, most of us, and what these retailers, you know, were doing, you know, back in the day, you paid cash, man. If you wanted it, you paid cash. Now, certain places might give you a little credit. But now we have Visas and MasterCards and all these different things. And they're really crafty, these salespeople. You know, no payments till 2018 or, you know, for 2 years, you know. And you get that thing. But if you read the fine print, you know, you miss a payment or something later on, it's, you know, they nail you for all the interest. You know, so you got to read the fine print. But it's so easy. We're trained as a culture that I can't pay for it all, but I can make little payments. I can just give a little bit of myself, a little bit of my time, a little bit of my treasure, and I can still have it. So I don't totally have to really commit to changing my lifestyle. You know what I mean? I don't have to, hey, this is a lot better than you guys are letting on. Now, come on. You know, from my perspective, I'm really, you know, I really feel this is from God. You know, but, you know, God, it's so easy to just give a little. And we can still enjoy. But see, God wants us to look at it a lot different. You know, I believe that, you know, we need to get past the idea when it comes to God especially. Hey, I'm all from, you know, I use my Visa, I pay it off, I get money back. I leverage a system, you know what I mean? You know, it's all for taking advantage of some of that stuff. That's not what I'm saying, that you can't buy stuff on credit. But I'm wanting to tie it in with our spiritual life. You know, as you make payments to a creditor just to get them off your back, I think that sometimes as Christians, you know, we maybe just give God a little bit, thinking we're getting him off our back. You know what I mean? Just give him a little bit. Hey, God, I prayed over my meal today. Cut me some slack, Jack. You know, that's how they talk to God. You know, like God's some big buddy. I don't know about you, but I need him a lot more than he needs me. That's how I look at it. You know, I'm old, you know, and maybe I'm looking at it wrong. But I know I can't get along without him, but I do know he can surely get along without me. So we need to get dependent back on our Heavenly Father and get with him. Okay, the last point I want to look at is to die for. You know, a lot of people say, I could die for that. You know, and that's kind of a slang saying we have to be careful about, but I do feel there is some truth. I believe that we need to be passionate about something. You should be passionate. You know, I believe you should be passionate somewhat about your job. You know, because you're getting paid. And you should want to do a good job. The best job you can do. No matter what you do, I think you should always do your best and be passionate. But I want to challenge us with a question today. You know, in your life now, you know, other than maybe dying for your kids, parents, I'm just taking that one off the table. Okay. Are you willing to give it all for anything in your life, other than a loved one? Is there anything that you're behind, that you're so passionate about, that you'd be willing to give it all? See, our military people do that, right? But is there anything here in this life that you and I live that we carry that same kind of passion? And I think we should find that. I think it should be there. You know, what I've found is a service person, man or woman, when they enlist, the day that they enlist, and especially the day that they maybe go overseas, is that they write a check out, an open check. And they take that check, and at the bottom, they write their name. And in the area where it says paid to who or whom, they write the American people. And in the area where it says how much, they say my life. But they don't sign the date, because they don't know when that check's going to be cashed. But they know the check's been written out. And we need to be thankful for that. And I think in the same token that we need to write a check to God, giving our life to the service of our King, because we're in the army of God and we want to be able to glorify Him and we want to see His kingdom come. And that's one thing that I feel that you and I can all rally around, is our passion for serving Jesus. You know, we say thank you today, Memorial Day, and maybe a couple other times this year for the people that, you know, served our country in this way. And I think it's good, but we need to say thank you every day. And I think we need to say thank you every day to each other if you're enlisted in the kingdom of God for the fight that we did. So, you know, make your life count, I guess is what I'm looking at today. Whatever you do, make your life count. And in closing, I want you to think about this again. the next time you're maybe watching TV and you're by yourself, or maybe you're with a friend, and you see that plane parked out on the tarmac, and you see him rolling that casket down, and you see the flag on it, I want you to say this: they paid retail so that I could go free. Let's pray.